All right, let me set the scene here because this conversation started last night when we were doing community quick hits. See, our show goes from the day into the night.
And carries over.
We segue.
And as things turn out, it's going to carry over still.
Well, we did the story on the problems that the McKinney driver's license joint was having, where there were people standing in line in 105 degree temperatures. Yesterday was the hottest day of the year, and people were dropping like flies, having to wait outside. They were only allowing 5 people in at a time, and it was a mess. Nobody was bringing them water, anything, and they just stood there in line, which if that was me, and I, even if I had to get my license like that day, the next day, whatever, I'm leaving. There's not a chance in hell I do that, and I figure out some other way to get my license. Give it another try, show up at 4 in the morning, something like that. So then you said, I got to do this. I got to get my license in the next couple days because you have a birthday coming up. Yours is coming past due, and you have to renew it.
Mm-hmm.
This is your year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So before we left, we were talking, and you were on the computer scrambling before we left, trying to figure this out, what to do.
Yeah.
And I told you, I'm like, look, before you do anything, investigate it a little bit further. Don't put yourself in a really bad situation where you're going to be somewhere all day, and you may not even end up getting your license. And then you walk in here today, and you tell me just that. What happened?
What happened is this. Armed with the information from that story.
Yeah.
I began to think about this. And it just so happened that a P1 last night, hearing of this, sent me something, email or Facebook message or something, saying what you ought to do is go to one of the outlying outposts.
Because
that's what I did.
Correct.
So, I got to thinking about this, and really, the conclusion I came to is all I'm going to be out here is the time.
Right.
So, what would you rather do? Spend time in the car, driving to an outlying outpost, and do this? Or stand in line?
Car.
In 105 degree weather.
Car, 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 car.
Yes.
And that's what I opted for.
Now, we were having this conversation, too, last night, speculating out of our anuses whether or not you could go anywhere in the state to get your license, or if you lived in Dallas County, you had to go to some DPS location in Dallas County. Did you determine that?
I think you can pretty much get it anywhere.
You can.
Because I wandered outside of Dallas County. This fellow said he went to Greenville.
South Carolina?
No.
No wonder you sound tired.
What a day.
So
Greenville?
Yeah, and he said that worked out fine for him. He said he drove up to Greenville and, you know, it took about 40 minutes or so, 40, 45 minutes, something like that.
Is that straight up 75?
Yep.
No, no.
Or 80 or... That's, is that by Terrell?
Yeah, that's out by Terrell.
Okay.
Oh,
by the way, we have a remote in Terrell. Are you aware of this?
Yes, I am. I am aware of that.
Where is it?
It's like Raising Cane's, I think.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Terrell's like 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Nothing
to
it.
It's the home of the Tigers.
That's right. And Eric Bishop.
Yeah,
that's right. And Eric Bishop.
So you drive to Greenville.
So I figured that, okay, if this worked out okay for that guy, then we'll give this a shot.
Now, I have always been told, and, you know, you got to renew your license every 6 years or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day when you had to go somewhere.
It's every four.
Four?
Mine's four.
Six on my license.
I don't understand it.
17, I got it. It expires in 23.
Crazy.
But anyway, like back, I was always told that if you do go to any place, go early. And I mean like 45 minutes before the place opens.
Yeah.
Which would mean like 6:15 because those places open super early.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take your time?
I wasn't there that early, but I was there pretty early.
Were you?
Yeah.
And?
What time?
I probably got there about 7:30, 8, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought I was doing okay there.
Yeah.
What time did the office open? 8?
I
think most of them open like between 7:30.
Yeah, so it looked like...
You couldn't work there.
The vibe was that it had already been happening for a while.
I guess I'll pull my application.
Or I suppose the vibe would have been, but that had been happening for a while, because I got there and I found that they no longer do driver's licenses in Greenville.
What?
Yeah. This guy must have done this like 6 months ago or 6 years ago or who knows what.
Back in '07.
Oh, my God.
But I found out that they do them in Terrell.
Oh!
And?
So you drove to Terrell.
So I hightailed it to Terrell.
I'm already
on
excited.
Mike's tour of East Texas. Might as well go to Shreveport and
play
hands of blackjack.
Hell, what's next? Palestine?
Yeah, why not?
All right, so you make your way to Terrell.
Yes, I make my way to Tiger Country over in Terrell. And you have to go up there and they hand you a coupon. A machine hands you a coupon with your code on it. And when they call out your code, you go up there and do your business.
Thanks for your connection. Okay. So let's back up because we started texting around, let's see what time this was. We got a note from our boss saying that we have a meeting today at 1:30. Now, I'd already told Jeff that I wasn't going to be at the meeting because I had family stuff to take care of.
Right.
He had forgotten about it. So Mike at 11:04 a.m. after Jeff said, show meeting today at 1:30. Mike said, am in driver's license renewal hell, will try to make it at 11.
Yeah, by this time I'd been in there 2 hours. This was not any kind of really big room or anything like that. And there were people outside the door waiting to get in. But
you were in?
Yeah, when I got there, I was in. But I was one of the last ones in. Right after me, the line started forming out there. So I just grabbed a seat on the floor and waited. And
they didn't have seats?
They had some, but they were all taken.
Oh.
He's just sitting there crisscross applesauce.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was doing. I was crisscross applesauce.
You look like an immigrant in a detention center.
So it's 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wait, you got there at 9?
Yeah.
So, and you'd been there for 2 hours.
So time rolls on. It's 11 o'clock. This is a slow-moving train, man.
How many people were in that room or in the holding pen?
Oh, God. At least 100.
Oh? In Terrell, Texas?
What in the hell?
What's going on at these places?
Dude, I mean, everybody's got to do this.
I know, but in Terrell?
It's probably like that every day. I mean, people come from all the surrounding vicinities and stuff. I'm really surprised there weren't more.
Wow. So at what point did you get a seat?
Well, you just kind of have to wait until somebody gets up, but there are a lot of people in there who are in a lot worse shape than me.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean...
Oh, like physically?
Yeah. I mean, they probably needed a seat more than I did.
So you had to acquiesce to... Heart and Lung Machine Guy.
I could have been an a-hole and grabbed one from Heart and Lung Machine Guy, but I didn't. So I was standing around out there,
what?
And when I didn't want to stand, I just had a seat on the floor like a bunch of other people were doing.
Yeah. Did you make friends?
No. I said nothing to nobody.
Did you bum a cigarette or anything?
Yeah,
no.
Man.
No, I didn't bum a smoke.
You didn't look at the guy next to you and be like, man, what is the deal with Dak Prescott? Just to see if you could get a nibble?
You didn't talk to anybody, did you?
No, I didn't.
Not a word?
No sports, no nothing?
No sports, no nothing.
About the fate of the Ranger bullpen or anything?
No.
How do you feel about the designated
hitter? Yeah, think about that. All the opportunities you
had. I guess I
could
have thrown that out there. That would have sparked some good chit-chat.
Oh, man.
So I just waited it out. Thumbed around on my phone, went out, got the iPad, started reading some stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I turned into one of the senior members in there in terms of tenure in the place.
Right.
So when a chair came up, I grabbed it.
Okay.
And I sat there and started sitting, and I saw with probably about, I don't know, 12:30 or between 12:30 and 1, that my number was within 10. Now, the trouble is, there are about four tiers that they call numbers out from, but in the tier I was in, I was 10 away, and it seemed to be moving pretty fast from time to time, so I thought I had a pretty good shot at getting this done, but no. Because then the five people who are working start having to go to lunch and go on break and all that stuff. And all of a sudden, instead of five people getting this done, you've got two.
And I'm sure they're just working at a swift pace, right?
Government worker pace.
Like Hank Aaron running to first base.
So at what point did you leave Terrell, Texas?
When it became apparent that this was just not going to work out for me in time for me to make it to the show.
Did you make it till 2? Like, just pray that at 2:01 your name is called or anything?
Yeah, I made it till about 2.
And then you're like, I gotta go?
Yep, gotta go. Can't do it. Gotta go. So screw you, DPS.
So you...
and your pagan ways.
From basically 7 a.m. until 2 p.m., drove around Texas and waited around small-town Texas.
Yes, and accomplished nothing. All I accomplished was I got to go do it again tomorrow or some other time.
Okay, so you got your birthday coming up. Here's what I'm telling you right now. Look.
Let me tell you something. I'm about to hit click, and when I do, you know what that means? That I just renewed my driver's license while you were talking about your trip to East Texas.
Is yours coming up or something?
I mean, yeah, in 2020. You can do this online, dude. I'll show you how in the break.
Okay. I tried that, but I think they needed something that I don't have. But show me.
A kidney?
Yeah, a kidney.
It doesn't work for everybody, but if your butt hurts, try it.
Mine hurts like hell, and I'm trying it.
I'm telling you, obviously, Danny, if it were that easy, there wouldn't be thousands and thousands of people waiting in line.
You have to go in every 12 years or so to update your picture.
Yeah, something has
to... Have you been in 12 years?
I don't think it's 12 years. I think it's less than that. But I was there last in, I think, 2013.
Maybe once you get to a certain age, too, that number shrinks.
I don't know. I feel pretty sure it's going to tell me I'm due to go in.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, the thing is, too.
And I know you can do it online, but I don't know. I felt pretty sure that it was time for me to go in. So
let's try it.
I kind of been focusing on that.
Well, if you have to go in, don't worry about it expiring on your birthday or the week after your birthday.
Believe me, I'm not now.
But yeah, because, you know, okay, how often do you get pulled over? Once every 2 years or something like that, maybe?
Depends on how much he's had to drink.
True. But yeah, once every 2 years. So odds are you're not going to get pulled over in this lag time that you have. Create a very sensible plan that doesn't involve driving to Terrell. You can make an appointment, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
You can go online. That's the thing to do, is make an appointment. And probably the reason that these lines are so long is that 95% of these people don't have an appointment, and they keep letting in the people that do have appointments, and therefore the line never moves.
I guarantee you 90% of the people there, their license have already expired.
You're right.
That's why.
And I've done that. I know you've done that before. I've done that.
It's been a while, but yeah.
A ton.
Yeah.
Just let it go completely. Now, if you do let it go, then yeah, you're screwed, and you got to go in no matter what. That is the problem with waiting. Maybe the online thing is, you know, reserved for people a month in advance or something like that.
Yeah, mine's not up until March.
I think there is like maybe a 60 or 90 day window that you have prior.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if your birthday is August 14th, if you don't get it done before July 14th online, then you got to go in.
Yeah.
Either way, what a bummer.
Oh, God.
It's a wicked pisser.
It is a wicked pisser.
Wow. All right.
But it's over now, so we play on.
Let's dive into the NFL ashtray.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. find out just what's on his mind.
What is on Mike's mind?
Girl with amazing double anus. Thank you. Who's being leveraged here?
Canton Hall and Von Lane.
Yesterday, we recounted the story of one of the biggest beatdowns of a day that I've had in years. Mm-hmm. This came down yesterday because it was time for me to renew my driver's license. And this is not just renewing it. This is not going online and renewing it that way. This is one of those years where I had to show up.
So no doubt you needed to be there. You found that out?
Yes. Okay. I needed to be there for this.
Okay.
And to recount what happened, I made a very fateful decision, which seemed like the thing to do at the time, because when you get into a situation like this where you're going to have to be waiting a long time, mm-hmm. what you're really out more than anything else is time. And the question became, okay, how would I like to spend this time? Because when you go to renew your driver's license, you're going to have to wait in line. So, do I want to go to a place around here where there's going to be a line snaking out the door for who knows how long, and it's going to be 400 degrees out there? Do I want to wait that out, or would I rather do what a P1 advised me to do? And that is get in the car, drive to a foreign port where, yes, you have to drive a little bit, but chances are there's not going to be quite as much activity there, and there's a pretty good chance of quick in, quick out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I opted for. He recommended Greenville. And said that he had had a very pleasant experience and a very easy experience up there. So that's where I went. I drove to Greenville yesterday. And that seemed like a really good idea until I got there and found that they don't do driver's licenses there anymore.
Yeah, they stopped 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, at least they had a nice solution for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I started looking around, and they recommended, why don't you try Terrell? They do it there.
I so wish they would have said, you know what, just go to Tyler.
Tyler?
And then Tyler's like, you know what, go to Hooks. They just keep pushing you east like a city at a time.
No, that I wouldn't have done.
One barrel city.
I wasn't going any farther east. So I went to Terrell, and yes, they do them there. But it's about the most beaten down situation you can possibly imagine. Where
they put you in a cage, didn't they?
Pretty much. There are tons and tons of people there. And they have like three or four people on duty. And that's fine. You know, it moves okay for a while until they have to start going on break and eating lunch and stuff like that. Then the three diminishes down to one. Mm. And long story short, it didn't happen for me.
You had to leave.
Because I had to leave. I had to get out of there and get back and do the show. So I come in here and I tell that story. And by then, I was just so beaten down by the whole thing.
You didn't even want to talk about it.
No, I didn't want to talk about it. I did not want to talk about it. I was just so whipped by it all.
And I've never seen so many different people talk about, this is what you need to do.
Yeah,
there were
a million
people who were like, oh, hey, Reiner, look, here's how it needs to go down. And they gave you specific instructions of what you needed to do. And my head would have been spinning on what to do.
Yes. Well, I went home last night, and by then I just had it. This thing had gotten on top of me totally, because the deadline's coming up like tomorrow. When it runs out, I didn't know what I was going to do. I had no idea. And I get this email from someone telling me that they know someone who happens to be a P1 and might be able and willing to help me out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So you got a fake ID?
Nope, I didn't get a fake ID. I got put on to a place nearby, and I can't use any names in this because I told them I would keep any and all names out of this. But they put me on to a place, and they got me in, and it was quick, easy, and in a way, I'm very happy to report that it is done.
You're street legal.
Where did you go?
Dallas County.
You can tell where you went. You don't have to say names. Just where did you go?
Was it a mega center? One of those big ones?
Yeah, it was a big one, and it is, let's say it's to the east, but not terribly far to the east.
In Dallas or outside the city?
Outside.
But in the county?
In the county.
Okay.
In the county. You can probably figure it out.
I already have.
Yeah. And, yes, the process was quick and easy, but I learned that they are fairly well known for this sort of thing.
Because, what, being quick and easy?
Well, helping people with a certain amount of notoriety out with this sort of thing.
Oh, so you used your radio fame to get special treatment.
Let me tell you who I am.
No, I didn't tell anybody who I was. I'm Mike.
Oh, my God. What an abuse of power.
No, not at all. I didn't ask.
This is unbelievable.
I didn't ask
I
for
cannot any, believe this.
I didn't ask for anything.
People are waiting outside in line in McKinney, Texas, dying.
Yep.
And here he is going, I'm Mike Reiner. And he throws a ticket T-shirt at a guy's face and makes him give him a driver's license. Is that what happened?
No, that's not what happened. That's not what happened at all.
Well, what do you mean by they help those with a little bit of notoriety?
Well, I've been told that they have done this for, you know, others.
Is petty theft set to play somebody's birthday party now?
You have to play like a 5-year-old's birthday.
No, they wanted nothing for this outside of the normal nominal fee for such a thing.
I'm disappointed in you.
Well, don't be.
I am.
No, don't be.
No, why? I am.
Exemption, Mike. Just cut to the front of the line.
Yes, cut. Oh, which I've seen him do at airports.
All the time.
It's on Southwest flights. He's got C-94.
Yep, and somebody will recognize him. Oh, how about A-1?
Yeah, he tried to get A-1 one time, and the lady goes, you know, you're the last person to get on this plane. You realize that. Get out of here. Oh. And then he tries to play the I'm disturbed card, you know, like mentally I'm not all there, just kind of wandering around with his boarding pass. Yeah. Golly, look at you.
Look, I did nothing. I did nothing in this.
I would have said, you know what? No, I'm doing this.
Oh, yeah, you would have said, look, I'm a man of the people. I will get in line.
Yeah.
Because these are mine.
Yes,
I am one of them.
They're my constituents.
Yes, I would have.
No, you wouldn't have.
I'm not happy.
You would not have.
Not happy.
Well, get
happy. Was the welcoming committee there for you? It was like, the door opens and you hear, womp, wah-dum, wah-dum.
Yeah, by the high school band. Yeah. Streamers and confetti.
He gets in a car and he's the grand marshal of the DPS, you know. Yep. And hello.
They give him a key to the city.
Mike.
He's got
Mike,
some
Mike,
giant.
Mike. It's Mike.
He's got some giant cardboard key covered in foil.
Right.
In the back of his car.
Right.
Oh man.
So how long did it take from the minute you walked in there?
2 seconds.
About 10 minutes.
Ten minutes. Meanwhile, babies are dying outside.
Yes, babies were frying outside.
And you're just kind of throwing money at them, you know?
God.
Was there a line out there?
Yes, but nothing like what was in Terrell.
But there was a line?
There was.
Was it out the door line?
Slightly.
And you just walked around all those people?
Or like in the back door somewhere?
No, they came and got me.
Oh, my God!
Mr. Reiner.
They came and got you?
In a rickshaw.
It's like Chevy Chase in Three Amigos as he's pouring water all over his face, you know, and just cooling himself off and throws the canteen down in front of the people who haven't even seen water in 4 days.
Well, what would you have done?
Me?
Yeah. What would you have done? Waited in line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of We all do it.
Oh, yeah. We all do it.
We do.
When was the last time you waited in line?
What do you like for lunch?
At one of those places. One of those driver's license places.
Last time I went in 2017, I sat in the big hog pen right there by my house off Northwest Highway. It sucks. But you know what? That's just what I do.
Oh, yeah. That's just what you do.
Of the people, for the people, by the people.
That's yeah. right. That's
what
me.
I live by.
That's me.
No.
That is me.
You're the 1%. Take a break.
You really are.
All right. How about a Mike Zimmer story next?